say that in his own country in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Hope everyone's having a great day. I'm actually having to record this over again. I started recording earlier and I don't know what happened, but I didn't get the recording. So here we are again. I need to do this. I was just talking about before I ended the podcast. Well, before I stopped the previous recording I was doing, since it didn't record. You know, Friday I was talking about how I was getting remorse about the podcast, was getting really demotivated, just wanted to quit. And then over the weekend I cleaned up my room, my studio. Clean up your room. Clean up your room, you know, just like Jordan Peterson says. And, you know, it's really feeling good. And so, yeah, I managed to get a lot of things done this weekend. Not as much as I hoped. I didn't actually get to see my parents. Because I wanted to take advantage of the time and just the flow I was in and just get things done. Because I, you know, if I have a lot of, I don't know if a lot of other people are this way, if I have a lot of cluster in my environment, it makes my brain very claustrophobic, you know. So I really need to simplify things, really need clean neatness. And, you know, sometimes when you're depending on other people, you know, you're not always going to get your environment the way that you're expecting or you want it, you know. And you don't always have the most time in the world, so. And like I've been saying, I don't have the most energy. So even though I want to clean, you know, I feel heavily fatigued, you know. And I don't know, a major lifestyle change needs to happen here soon. So, but yeah, I didn't actually go to work today because I felt that. Okay, well, let me take this back. So. My fucking nosy neighbors are all in. I fucking hate that guy. Maybe I should go and start working at peace and private without these fuckheads. Give me a second. But yeah, I was kind of disappointed I didn't get to finish that last podcast. So, you know, whatever. Just gotta do it over again. Sometimes you gotta do things over again. But yeah, I was kind of demotivated, and you know, now I'm kind of getting back into things. But so this weekend I didn't go see my parents, and today I didn't feel the need to go to work. I had no motivation to. But let me take this back to yesterday. So, you know, I told my parents that probably not gonna, you know, it's probably best if I don't visit today. And so I can catch up on some things I need to do. I still have a pile of mail I have to go through. It's just so frustrating. But I mean, I should go do that after, and you know, that's what I always say, but I can't put my mind into focusing into things I enjoy, let alone things I don't enjoy. I'm heavily fatigued all the time. I'm crippled because of my depression. Bow. Just kidding. But yeah, so I didn't go to work today, but I knew I need to get some content out just to keep the flow going, just to stay busy. I had an idea, you know, I want to give some homage to Ice Poseidon, Paul Dannino. He's been going through some shit lately. CX Network closing down, or not closing down, Tento's down, going against them, trying to join them now. Who knows? But, you know, I don't know. Either way, what I want to do is just give homage. You know, he had his start. And I can feel it, you know, I can feel that I'm synchronizing with something great. I'm, you know, aligning with a hive mind that I had the foresight of seeing. When Trump won the presidency, I started seeing a change in similar-minded people similar peers to me, you know, people who were in the same social class as me. We started having a same similar mind state, and it just happened uniformly. You know, it didn't happen like no one had to persuade us. It just we felt it deep down in our spirit that something was amiss. And you know, I think now it's coming to fruition. A lot of natives, blacks, minorities, Chicanos. You know, La Raza, everyone's coming into, awakening that, you know, things are really, really not as good as everyone paints them to be. You know, we're in the greatest country in the world, supposedly, you know, but the other great countries around the world don't see us that way. And, you know, it's kind of crazy when you start seeing these, other, you know, lower media streams that you know, like, for example, let me give you one example. You know, so in China, you know, in America's mainstream media, I think for the most part, I don't watch a lot, but the narrative that I kind of seen is that China's a good guy. You know, that China are, you know, working with the U.S., you know, that we're allies, you know, we're in good arms with them. But then you go to a hotel room in China, and you see the propaganda against the Americans, how much Chinese people hate Americans. And you know, it's funny, when I saw that, it gave me a flashback to a Chinese kid, a Chinese exchange kid, who came like on a visa or something, on a student visa, when I was a senior in high school or a junior in high school, I don't remember, but he, I just remember him, you know, I remember, like, people, like, just laughing, like, making jokes that, and we're all older, you know, not really old, but at the time, we're a little bit more mature, people had jobs and whatnot, had driving cars. Remember people just joking that he was Chinese, just his eyes. He was super Chinese, like, you know, he had the Mongolian eyes, like his eyes almost looked closed. And we had some Chinese, you know, we had Cambodians in our school. We had Vietnamese, a lot of Vietnamese. We had a few Koreans, you know, but this guy was super Mandarin, you know, super con, you know. He was kind of tall. You know, I remember, like, thinking, I always, like, had in my mind that Chinese kids, Asians, were always short. You know, they were always, like, because I always seen them in my life, they're always, like, 5'4", 5'5". And I was always typically taller. You know, I'm, like, 6'3" now. Maybe 6'4", depending on what I'm wearing. You know, I was 6'2 for a while, you know, after high school. Then around high school, I was always 6'1, 6'2 around there. But anyways, he was, you know, so I was really, you know, funny how, like, it seemed like he hated us, like, his first interacted, like, it just blew me off because I had the perception that he was going to be a shy anime boy, you know, like, you perceive in the Japanese animes, he's shy, new kid, new country, doesn't speak a lick of English, you know. I think he was even spoiled. I think his parents might have been rich or something, or maybe middle class, you know. He was well off, he was good, but he was pretty good baller. That's how we had to, so this is how I learned that he was an asshole. He didn't really like us, and taking it back to my point, I just feel like Chinese people are indoctrinated while they're living in China, you know, to hate the U.S. and you know, it's just kind of weird. Why is our media portraying, you know, telling us differently? You know, if they're a potential threat, then we need, you know, we need to address that and have that in our minds that, you know, we owe a lot of money to this country. And I'm saying we as Americans, even if you don't consider me as an American. And, you know, these people are growing a deep hatred for us, you know, they're doing what we did to them, to Africa. They're growing these big, big communities in Eastern Africa, and they're building that continent, you know, and that continent is huge, and it's really unmanaged, poorly managed, and they're going to grasp hold, and they're going to create something amazing, you know, going forward. And I don't know what the U.S. has going for them, because it almost seems like they're destined to be broken up, you know, like Texas from the very start, you know, they were prepared, you know, they have their own grid, they have their own, they have everything ready, you know. California, you know, they're ready as well. And there's also, like, natural disasters that can happen, you know, wipe out all of California. There's a lot of things that can happen, you know. There's also a myth, a conspiracy, however you like to call it, that most of the Western Hemisphere, the Western side of the United States continent was wiped out by a cataclysmic disaster. I can't fucking say that, my beaner ass. In the 1800s, the Victorian era, and I wiped out a lot of the Native Americans, you know, and that's what allowed America to finally push westward. And I don't know how true that is, you know, it's an interesting thought experiment. But yeah, so, who knows, but yeah, let me go finish my story. I'm really bad at finishing stories, so I played this guy, and he was just so aggressive, so angry, and you couldn't understand him. But he, you know, basketball is kind of a universal language. You don't gotta understand anyone, you know. 1 point is 1 point, 2 points is 2 points, 3 points is 3 points. And, you know, we balled up, he was good, I balled his ass up, if I remember correctly. But I remember he was getting really angsty and really aggressive, and you know, I just felt like he hated us, you know. And he came straight from China, straight from Bangkok, you know, straight from the hood out there. Not really, but anyways, let me take this back. So, you know, I came across, like, guys from, like, Tonga, straight out of the island, you know, and those guys are, oof, that's a different animal. Like, there's this guy who started playing, who came to our high school, too, when I was a senior, and I remember, you know, at the time, we were big kids, you know, me and my compadres, you know, and, but this guy, he was, like, a 28-year-old in a 17-year-old body. You know, we'd play football in gym class, and he'd be throwing 70-yard Hail Mary passes, you know, like, and we're like, what the fuck? He's, like, fucking cutting coconuts every day. I don't know what he was doing, but that boy, you know, just Tongans in general, like Samoans, I don't know if nature nurture, you know, if they're out there surfing every day, you know, but their ancestors they are some really big people. I mean, considering they can, you know, they're kind of a mix of Aborigines, like African descents, mixed with Asian descendants, like the Cambodian. I don't know exactly. I probably messed that up, but you know, they're a mixture of that people. And you know, I know that they have a history of cannibalism, and I know that I've heard that when you eat some of your same type of animal, so if like a human, if you eat another human, or a pig eats another pig, etc., etc., basically, since your DNA is very similar, you know, because basically what you're doing when you're eating something, you put it in your body, it breaks down, and then at minuscule level, I guess, molecules. In a molecule size level, you know, they get broken down by where it needs to go in your body, you know. And if you have very similar DNA to what the animal you're eating, the same structure, you're gonna use a lot of that and be able to grow. Whereas if you're eating like an apple, for example, you'll take what you want, need, but it's not the same as what you already are, you know. So a lot of it gets, you know, pushed out. But I think when you're cannibalizing, you know, it's a lot, you know, you eat a heart, for example. You know, it takes all those molecule levels, you know, that makes a heart, you know, and it goes into your body. And then since it needs that same element, you know, it just takes it in, and I think you grow. And I don't know the exact science behind that. It was just an article I read a while back, so I might be off by a few details. But that might be one of the reasons why they're so, you know, huge. I remember, like, the last queen of Hawaii, for example. Man, I think I would have a hard time going against her, like, in an arm wrestling competition. She was a beast. You know, she was, like, 6'5", 800 pounds. Not really. I don't know. She was really actually, like, 6'5". That's some crazy DNA, you know. But yeah, so I do want to go ahead and do a IRL stream. I want to make a hamburger. I'm going to do that on Twitch, on my personal Twitch account. Since I didn't go to work, and I want to do some other videos. I'm still, you know, I didn't get a chance to do the Nipsey video, hustle video. I want to do it like a mini documentary. I don't want to actually do like a podcast episode for it. And this will give me some, because what I want to do with my channel, I want to give, like, do actual videos that people watch that go viral, and then in between, I want to do these podcasts. And, you know, I do want to get away from doing these OMW podcasts. I guess this might not be considered that, since I'm not on my way to work, since I called off. But yeah, I don't know, still good. Still same amount of time. I do want to tell a little story of when I went to the store here. So I wanted to make a hamburger, obviously, so I went to the good side. You know, I don't want to get frozen patties, I want to get fresh meat. And you know, I didn't want to go to a grocery, the actual butcher shop, and have like back ribs or, you know, some good meat grinded down for me. It's too far, and I'm just not too lazy. I don't want to go interact with someone, like, face-to-face. So, I mean, you know, I went to the local Kroger, Smith's grocery store. Went to the butcher area. They had a sale, $4.19, I think it was, for some 85 lean beef, you know, 15% fat ground beef, and you know, it sounded like a good deal. It was on special. It's the good Angus beef. So I guess the lady, I don't want to say her name, her race. Let's just call her Becky. So Becky, she was on the other refrigerator prepping the seafood, spraying water on the shrimp. And that worked at a butcher shop, so I understand it. You know, I get it. You know, she's probably like dealing with customers, and it's early in the morning, so probably not yet, but she wants to get her things ready, prepped for the day, because you kind of go through a cycle, you know, as a butcher. You go in, you wash, you prep the meat, because you use a lot of the meat that's left over, and you need to get some of the nasty stuff, clean the bins that they put the meat in, make it look presentable, ready to sell, ready to look fresh. You know, and I'm sure she was in this process, getting everything prepped, being so early in the morning. And I asked her, you know, if I could get some meat, you know, or she was kind of like asking me if I was just looking, like, and I knew, you know, she didn't say it, but, you know, I just felt by her energy, by her actions, that she was kind of like trying to persuade me not to, you know, kind of in a way, not really, like she was professional. So I was like, hey Becky, can I get 2 pounds of-? Well, she asked me if I was just looking. I was like, no, I'm a customer, I want to buy some. And then she was like, well, how much do you want? And I was like, can I get 2 pounds of this? And she was like, well, you know, if you get 3 pounds, you get a discount, it's cheaper. And then she walks me over to the other section when they're already like boxed up. And sure enough, it was, you know, $3.99 for an extra pound. So I saved 40 cents, you know, but I guess I saved more time waiting for her to go back and do all that. So I don't know. It's just kind of lazy, you know, I kind of knew, felt it, you know, a customer feels it, you know, and I wasn't making assumptions. It was just by the, you know, it was fake. And I get it, you know, I spent $4 more. It's not going to go to waste. I'm going to use that ground beef. But just that attitude, I don't know. It's something I've dealt with. It's probably why I'm so difficult to work with, because I expect perfection. I'm a perfectionist, even though a lot of my shit is not really that good. I know it is, and just for a lack of time, I just put it out, you know, and the same thing goes with work, you know. I hate when people half-ass shit, when they could do a little bit, exert a little bit more energy and do it right, but they choose to go the easy way, or they milk time, you know. It just bothers me. It's a big pet peeve of mine. Because I know it's not something I would do, you know. I would go out of my way for a customer. I worked in grocery stores to begin my career. When my career dropped last time, my DACA expired, and I had to work at a butcher shop. So I get it, you know. But I don't know. I'm really hoping my attitude changes here, and I'm able to get some more shit done here today. I bet my coworkers are upset that I called off, but, you know, all last week, you know, I take one day off. These guys take weeks off, entire months off. They save up all their time, and they take up an entire month off. You know how debilitating that is to a team? Like, and they do this multiple times because they work for so long. They accumulate so much, like, time off, you know. I don't know. I'm so tired of just not having things my way. The harder I try, it doesn't matter, you know. It just seems like my boss has been lying to me, you know, for a while. You know, like, for example, one of the incentives as a team, you know, to get our tickets down, which is the primary focus of our job, is to get work from home days off. Now, there's 7 people as a team. Only 2 people want to do that. You know, everyone else likes to go to work. They don't want to work from home. Me and this other guy wanted to do that, you know. So what's the incentive for the other people? So they want to. So there's no incentive in it for me. Like he basically put one incentive because he knows that I'm the primary person who would have that willpower to drive that ticket count down to what it is. But I've gone to the point where I'm stressed out, I'm burnt out. I can't do that anymore. Like, you don't understand, you know, how much, he doesn't understand how much it is. You know, I have four screens, and it's not just to show off or anything. You know, I'm doing four things at once. You know, I have one thing going on each screen, and it's really difficult to do that 5 days a week, 9 hours a day, you know, like, because that's what I would have to do, you know, not even go to lunch. I would have to basically nonstop issues, you know, and I've done that in the past, but now I'm starting to realize that he doesn't really care about me, doesn't care about my health, because the fact that last time he threatened to fire me or to write me up, I know that because of the incentives he provides. Why not give an incentive that the people that aren't doing the work right, that you, the way you want it done, and I know this because you agree with me when I tell you this, why not give an incentive for them, you know, that they want, you know, they're the troublemakers. I'm not the troublemaker, you know, I get my shit done. I think that's Amazon here, dropping off some packages. But yeah, so it's really difficult, you know. I knew that I was getting extra stressed out because of that, because, you know, I was going to, right as soon as I got there, I had something to do, and then I would finish that, you know, 30 minutes got by, I have something else to do, and then someone messages me, someone else emails me, and then I'm doing three things at once all of a sudden. And then, boom, I clear one out, then pick up on another thing. Next thing I know, it's 4 o'clock and it's time to go. And then I look over and people are, you know, on Google Maps looking at fucking maps of, you know, of land for some reason. Others have their headphones on, watching their telenovelas, their soap operas. And I'm over here like, am I a fucking joke? Like, I'm over here busting my ass, and then I rant, you know, if I can't open my mouth, because then I'm the bad guy. And, oh, and then I can't take it easy like them, because then I'm not doing my part as a team, as being the fuckboy who does all the job. Like, I don't know, it's just really, I really think it is time for a change in job. I don't know, I don't want to go through all that again. I'm okay with what I have right now. I just need some motivation. I thought of something else that happened this weekend that I wanted to, but I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, so I did do some acid yesterday that I had laying around, and I had a great time, a great spiritual experience. And you know, it's funny, when I was going to sleep last night at 12 o'clock, I was really motivated to go to work, and really excited to make a difference. And I woke up several times in the night. You know, I woke up once at 3 o'clock. I didn't really go to sleep either. Like, it took me a minute to go to sleep, so I don't know what time I actually went to sleep, but I know I got up at 3 o'clock to use the bathroom. I took my piss, came back, and I accidentally kicked my shin while I was trying to get back into my bed, and that fucking hurt, and that fucking ruined my night. And in the morning when I woke up and neglected to get ready for work, it still hurt. So I just have a lot of bad luck. I was tired, my fucking chin hurt. Like, fuck it, I'm not doing it. I have paid time off for a reason, and I know I'm gonna get grief for it. But I mean, four people, my boss was out, my the other guy was out, and then they fuck the changes up. So we're doing a Windows 10 deployment where we're transitioning from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and we do this during the night. These are 150 stations, 26 failed, and they're using guys who aren't on our team, you know. So if something fails, they're not really knowing what to do, so they understand that, you know, we're gonna do it the next day. But so, you know, I think they're a little bit more careless, or they lack the skills to fix it. But that kind of pisses me off, you know, because it just shows, it just acknowledges our role on the team, because we just, all the shit gets thrown at us, you know. They're doing all the fun part, you know, not really fun. They make it seem like it's a burden to them, just like the guys who do the trips, who get paid to travel all over the U.S., who get hotel per diems and whatnot. But you know, they make it seem like a burden, but you know, they get dinner paid by the company, they get overtime, and it's not really hard. You know, basically you're just pushing, everything's auto managed based by a back end management console, so it's not really hard. You know, it really should be our team that's doing it, but you know, they paint it the other way, so we don't have to be burdened by that. But then they throw all the shit at us, so they do the work half-assed, and then we got to pick up the slack going forward. So, you know, like, for example, last week it was 26 that they failed. 150 that they did, 26 failed. And actually, I think it was less that they were supposed to do, like 125. You know, so it was like a 20% failure or something like that, you know. And to me, that's unacceptable, because the next day we're coming in, we're still trying to like cut down on the tickets, and then you have 26 additional tickets, because each one of those should be considered a ticket. One workstation, one production station down, one station that no one's going to be able to use to make money off of. So those are priority tickets, priority one tickets. 26 that you're giving us. So let's say we have 100, right? And our incentives start at 75 tickets. If we end the week at 75 tickets, that's where our incentive starts. If we end the week at 50 tickets, we get lunch supposedly on the company one day a week paid. You know, it's never gonna get down that low with the team, the attitude we have, with the no camaraderie. But anyways, so if we're at 100, we're already trying to get 75, so I can get my incentive that no one else wants, you know. And then 26 additional tickets, 126, you know. And then the thing is, so we split up between the team, right? And I think I talked about this on one of the other podcasts. Like, the new guy spoke up and he was saying, okay, let's do it in a group chat. We'll just, you know, pick. No, they got to do it the slowest way. So, you know, that took up more time than it had to. But I want to get off that subject. You know, I'm happy that I'm okay with calling out today. I think I'm going to get a lot of things done. I'm happy I'm doing this podcast over. I got some extra thoughts. Probably going to end up being longer than if I would have done it the usual way. You know, if I would have ended when I realized I wasn't recording, or, you know, if I was in a slightly different mind state, maybe I just wouldn't have done it at all. I just would have been like, fuck, I'm, you know, and usually that's, sometimes that happens where, you know, maybe I would have came home, saw that I didn't record, and been like, fuck it, fucking hate my life, I'm gonna go watch TV, masturbate, and watch anime. But nope, here I am. I did the podcast, sat in my car for 30 minutes more, ranted a little bit, got some things off my mind. But why stop now? You know, I'm home. Let me do some things here. Maybe give you some insight to my life. I don't know if my bitch ass neighbor left yet, but have this mobile setup, might as well use it, right? So, welcome to my humble abode. Need to get the groceries down. But yeah, so I don't know if I was saying it on my last podcast that I had, or the one that didn't record, but I have this little project going. Well, I want to put a little axolotl pond outside. And yeah, so he's still alive. I brought out a goldfish to kind of get the water played with, basically. Get it more net, you know, like get an ecosystem going. I did use some water that was already used, so it kind of got some of those bacteria and germs to build that ecosystem. Then the bottom is just sand that I didn't want to use for my tanks anymore. So I have some live rock here from the sea that I added in, but this is fresh water. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add a heater for the winter times when it gets too cold. But Utah really is the perfect climate for axolotls. It's really similar to the high altitude environment they grew up with in Mexico City, their natural habitat, where they're almost extinct at this point. I'm really, really been blessed with a lot of baby axolotls. You know, she had been constantly giving birth to them every month or so, starting on Thanksgiving Day 2018 was when she first gave birth to some, and it was like 70 eggs or something. And I've been doing a better job of managing them, getting them prepped, ready for use, ready for sale. I gave a couple to my parents. I need to go back on one of my Facebook posts. I wrote a long while back offering people the opportunity to... Oh man, fucking assholes. I wonder if they did that shit on purpose. One of my tires looks flat. I wonder if I was parked on the road this weekend. One of these haters popped one of my new tires or something. So it looks really low. And I know I have a couple of asshole neighbors who are petty as shit and have nothing better to do. So I don't know, maybe it's just low. It looks too low though. I did drive with it, but yeah, I'm gonna go put some air in it because that does not look normal. Well, fuck me. Fuck my neighbors. Yeah, well, the reason I say that is because I usually park there. Well, someone usually parks in front of my house, you know, and it's alright, it's public parking. But this weekend, I need to have the driveway clear, so I parked on the street, you know, and, that's fucking stupid. How fucking annoying. If that was the case, one time I did that too, and I just for the hell of it, because I was a little paranoid, I looked by the tires, and there was a nail right there, like one of the small ones, ready to get penetrated. I'm like, what are the chances that I stopped right before this fucking nail here, and what are the chances that I was here to begin with, like a fucking nail on the side of the road, and that it would just happen to pop up in front of my wheel before I parked and ran it over, you know? Ah, that's annoying. Let me go get my other garbage can. Boy, it's just so fucking... I don't know. Yeah, I haven't fought in a while, but... Let me tell you something. I've been really getting in the mood because of these fucking assholes who just think they can do whatever the fuck they want and get away with everything, you know. Nothing's ever going to happen to anyone else. Because supposedly, you know, the law always abides from people taking things into their own hands. Taking justice into their own hands. But maybe that's one thing. Maybe that's why he's fucking, let me see if there's anything here, actually. I'm looking. Maybe that's why the IRL streams fascinate me so much. Maybe I can be like Hampton Brandon, get someone irate, knock them the fuck out. I've been really, really craving that. And thinking of doing like a, some UFC, like, or some boxing, getting into that mentality that I'm gonna go to war, I'm gonna have this battle with some other guy, and our lives are at stake, and just fight it out and see who's the better man, who train better. It's been sounding very appealing to me lately. But yeah, so. That's so annoying. I'm just looking at this fucking tire. Well, maybe it's a sign that I need to get out. I need to go fill it up before it gets more empty. Or maybe an asshole just took air out, didn't actually like poke it, penetrate it, just fucking took air out. That's not normal. These are brand new tires. Like, what a fucking annoyance. But anyways, I'm glad this fish is alive, because I didn't think he was gonna, because I did use a lot of hose water, but it's just a goldfish. They're like 6 cents. And I was surprised that's what the value of them are. They have so many of them. They're not really valued at the fish stores, at PetSmart at least, or Petco. They're like 6 cents, and I was kind of thinking maybe I should go buy like 10 of them and just get this outside pond going, because they're little small feeder ones. Kind of want to get an ecosystem going. I don't want to put a axolotl out here yet, but maybe I should. They're actually really hardy, but I really want to fence off my fence so these fucking cats and neighborhood dogs, that these people just let out and let them do their thing, stop getting in my yard. I'd hate for one of them to, come drink some water and attack the axolotl. But I had some rocks to hide under. Like I said, I had a live sea rock, so that should be good for it. But yeah, maybe I need to get some shit done today. Hopefully, I could really use this day to catch up on all the bullshit that I need to catch up on, and then I'll be ready to work. I guess you'll see if you see a video posted tonight on the Approach Lee channel, that's some indication that, that's the route I took. If you don't, it's because I got other shit done that I've really been holding off on. But yeah, hopefully the quality on this, because I've been walking around, there's a lot of wind out here and I'm kind of fat to begin with, so I'm sure there's a lot of wind coming out of my voice. Naturally, so this is all part of the testing phase. I want to see what works, what doesn't work. If this works as a good, quality stream, maybe I'll do like a hike stream with one of my homies or something. This Podbean really did make it easy to do. You just hook your mic up to your phone and then start recording, upload it, and then you could edit as long as you. If the file you edited is the same name as the original file, then all the stats and everything will stay the same. Or if you don't care about the stats, you just rename it, whatever, re-upload it after you edit it, if you want to go that route. But I realize I don't have that time, and I connected my YouTube account, and it's kind of cool because it actually creates a YouTube video for you for the podcast. And I think that's the route I'm going to take. I'm not going to edit the On My Way podcast anymore. It just takes up too much extra time. You know, if I had a video editor, you know, someone on my team that could help me, you know, that could, even an assistant person where I could send files to, they can pre-cut it, you know, send me the project on on Google Drive or whatever, and then I can take it from there. You know, that would be a lot easier, but just it's very time consuming. It's not what a lot of people think, and I'm very good with technology, you know, and I just know it's not feasible, you know. It's smarter to do it this way. And then the actual videos, podcasts that come out are going to be with my guests or just special circumstances. So that's kind of what's on the agenda. I'm going to wrap this up and take this stuff inside because I think it's that time. I think it's that time to drop a deuce. My insides are hurting. And I really disappointed because I just remembered my fucking tire. And it doesn't really annoy me that I have to do, you know, go fix my tire. Just annoys me thinking someone might have done that maliciously, nefariously, with some malintent. If they did or not, who knows? I'm sure karma will, you know, work its way around. Better grab my wallet before, you know, I don't know if I could trust this neighborhood. Yeah, I'm in West Valley area. You know how what they say about that. People at my work talk so much shit about West Valley and all these minority spots in the Salt Lake City. But yeah, so if anyone's watching this, I know I've been slowly growing with a few subscribers here and there. I don't know how many of them are real or are doing it because I subscribed to them first, you know. But if you are listening and you want to catch a little bit more, I should be doing this live podcast. And holy fuck, I just got scared. I was on a different... So, my Podbean app went to a different window, and it was the YouTube window that was up. So, we got scared that it stopped recording again. But I'm glad to see it's not. My axolotls are out on their bigger tank. Switched them over to a much larger tank. They're a lot happier now. A lot more water to move around. Actually got a glass cover on the top so the water doesn't evaporate as much, and that's great. They're really happy. I'm really excited, and I love you guys. Have a great day.